The familiar sound of tourists chatting on the seawalk, shuttle buses in the street, and chicken sizzling at Bernadette's barbecue fills the air Monday afternoon. That's as thousands of visitors funnel off the first cruise ship of the year and into Juneau to kick off the 2025 cruise ship season. Throughout the afternoon, tourists meandered down the seawalk, into downtown stores, and to the Mendenhall Glacier. Patricia Cespedes was headed to the Gold Belt Tram with her sister. She's from Peru, but currently lives in Los Angeles.
Oh, it was always in my wish, but I really wanted to come and see Alaska. It always looks so beautiful. It was in my bucket list.
Another visitor, Debbie Ohl of Pennsylvania, says she's on her way to catch a bus to the Mendenhall Glacier. She says she purposely booked a trip early into the season.
Well, I took the cruise because I want to see glaciers and I want to see wildlife and I want to see mountains with snow and that, you know, anything they have to offer because I love winter. Winter's my favorite.
This blustery spring day might feel like a winter day for some visitors coming from down south, as cold rain drizzled down on the docks. Tyrone Payne with Juneau Tours says sales have been great, and there haven't been any hiccups.
Yeah, we sold out of our whale watches immediately in less than an hour, and all of our times for the shuttle have been sold out already. We only have one time left for the day, so sales have been going really well.
City officials have warned of economic uncertainty this season. That's amid the Trump administration's tariffs and recent federal firings that could impact the operation of the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center, which is Juneau's most popular tourist attraction. Out at the glacier, staff greet the tourists who trickle in.
It's my very first minute. How do you like that?
It's Sonny Leanna Wallace's first day greeting the public as a cultural ambassador.
Hello.
And she's excited to talk to the visitors.
Do you need any help finding anything?
Nugget Trail's right up here, right?
Yes. Just follow the sidewalk.
The ambassadors were hired by the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska to share indigenous language, history, and culture with tourists. This year, they may serve a larger role at the glacier after the Trump administration's federal firings left the Forest Service's presence at the glacier in flux. Cultural Ambassador Supervisor Anka Dachstein, Jeremy Timothy, says he's excited to see how the first day goes so they can prepare for the rest of the season.
You know, we're going to do the best we can with what we got, and I'm feeling very optimistic about it.
There won't be any staff at the glacier on Saturdays, however, and Timothy says he doesn't know what that means for visitors.
You know, I mean, we've gone through quite a bit of hardships and things back and forth, but, you know, I'm hoping that things kind of turn out in a positive aspect for us.
But on Monday, the people coming off the buses are enchanted by the glacier, like Basilia Quintero from Mexico. She's a little overcome by the view and the cold weather, but she says not even her imagination prepared her for the glacier.
The things that I'm seeing today, sorry, I have the mouth frozen. Not even in my dreams.
Juneau is expected to see around 1.65 million passengers come off ships between now and late October when the season ends. The next ship, the Carnival Spirit, will arrive on Friday. With help from Yvonne Crumry, I'm Clarice Larson in Juneau.